Mike, November. Whiskey, 8. Charlie, Mike, November. Over.
Okay. So if I'm, is that like or com? Probably or. Okay, I'll look that one up. And is it, you got any more that you know of?
No, that's the only one I've been playing with because I'm a member of the ARPSC, the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, and I've been working with all these guys, and we've been looking at all these different networks that we have set up. And, yep, those are the ones. So that's all I've been looking at right now. And a little bit of DMR I've been playing with. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Okay, yeah. That's great. I got DMR and I got Fusion and D-Star. We got, there's one other one I got. I can't think of it. It's probably him there, but yeah, I get on those digitals as well. I love playing with the digitals there, right?
Yeah, I like playing with the digital. We got a really good network, this MI5 network, which is the DMR network. And it's not tied to Brandmeister or TGIF or nothing. It's just a separate network. And that's how I keep in touch with all the guys, and we do a lot of talking on that. It's the MI5 network. You'll see that in that WHCMN website. You'll see about it, or...
I've been on it. I haven't been on that in quite a while. I got two DMR radios. I got the Motorola XPR6550, and also Anytone. The first Anytone that came out with the 868, and it's great. Yeah, you know, I don't know if you knew Collins, but he was pretty good in taking care of that system, him and a couple of guys, and he moved to Florida. But, man, I could take my HT, and I could be in my house in Detroit here, and I could hit the Mount Clemens, I could hit Novi, and Southgate. I think they said Southgate might be down. But, see, I could take my HT to be driving south on 75 with a rubber duck. When I get out of range of Mount Clemens, I could jump over to the, Southgate, and then when I leave there, I could jump on to the Toledo. When I get down to Monroe, around Monroe, I can jump on the Toledo, and never lose contact to whoever I'm talking to on that system there, Roger.
NABZR for ID. Yeah, I know. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. And, man, my hat's off to these guys. There's Sean and Jeff and I don't even know all of them yet, but there's Sean and Jeff and let's see, who else is there? There's Fred and, man, these guys all just run around keeping these repeaters going all the time, keeping them linked up for us, and we get to use them, and I am so thankful for it. Over.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, they do a good job shining them. As a matter of fact, they started a, what is it, GMR system, something like that, too. So, I guess that's all right. A lot of people are switching over there as well, but I'm going to stick with that part of the band. That's just too much for me. I guess this is enough of me. The ham band is just enough for me there. Go ahead.
Yeah, you sound like you got your hands full. Those are a couple of good radios that you got there. I'm still playing, getting involved with this hobby, so I'm playing with all the cheap stuff, you know, the cheap Baofeng radios and trying to learn how they work. But, you got your hands full with All-Star and D-Star and Fuji-Star and all those other stars. That's awesome. I got to learn about all those yet. That's next on my agenda. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Let me ask you. I know you have a cell phone. What do you have? Android or iPhone?
Yeah, I got an Android phone. I got the Samsung S25, I think it is.